My name's Jabbar Karim, I'm the managing director of Fever FM. It started back in the summer of 1989. Previous to that, I was a DJ in the nightclubs from college days. And a bunch of Asian people got hold of me and said, look, you're the first DJ we know. Could you do something about music for the Asian community? Which I thought was a fantastic idea because I grew up listening to parents' music and older people's music, and it was like a light bulb in the head. I thought, yeah, you're absolutely right. There is no facility or any kind of Asian music, and how people in them days would listen to music was they would bring records or cassettes from Pakistan or India or Bangladesh, and people all would pile into one car and they put a cassette on and they would listen to a track. But it was very interesting. So what I went about was that I knew a person in Chapeltown, Hopper, and they had Afro-Caribbean, a black station really, and he was good enough to help me with the transmission. So we launched by September 1989, and we went as an underground station called Apni Awaz, which means other voice. So, and it became very, very popular. Of course, the authorities weren't happy about it, but then at the same time, we were just students that loved music, and we found that within a month or so, one of the persons asked me to announce a funeral. Now, in the Muslim community, a funeral is held within 24 hours of someone passing away, which I did, and we announced it throughout the evening on that night. And when I attended the funeral myself, because I knew the person from Lead 6, I was shocked how many people had got the information from the radio. And then I realized it wasn't just music. The radio was more about local information that became very powerful. But the music played a big part by entertaining the listeners. And we never looked back, really. And then the authorities got involved and said, look, we know, you know, you're not criminals or anything, but you need a license. And I said, we're happy to pay for a license, but we have plenty of support. So we went along with that. And in October 2005, after a full year wait, they said our application was successful and we were able to launch our radio, which we did in March 2007. Back in the 80s and the 90s, Bhangra was huge. It was live bands up and down the UK. That was one of the main attractions on the radio for young people. While the mum and dads, they went to hear music from the 60s and the 70s, really, which we did. Being the only Asian radio station, we catered for all age groups. So we set out our programs like we would have Bhangra shows every night, 6 to 8. Then have Mohammed Rafi, Latta, and all these older generation sort of singers from 8 to 10. And then on the late night, we would have all the latest music, like, you know, dance, and mix it with the Western music. And that was for the young people, because by 10 o'clock in the evening, mum and dad had gone to sleep and the young ones were able to listen. So we set out, these were how we initially started. And the formula still works today, that every 2 hours our music changes as well as our presenter, and we cater for a certain age group, and it's working really, really well. I mean, today we can honestly say we must be reaching over 90,000 per day. That's quite a large number for the South Asian community. But what we found was that non-Asians, so many have rang in and said, oh, we enjoy the music, because a lot of Asian presenters speak English, so they understand the presenter. And the music nowadays, I mean, there's so much British Asian music that has crossed over, that they're mixing Western and Eastern music together, so that the singing can be half in English and half in Asian, and it's great. I mean, one of the strengths of radio was that a lot of parents said to me that the young Asians were actually learning more Punjabi or Urdu by listening to the radio, and vice versa. It has many strands of benefits for the listener, you know. And most important, I think, it's the local information that we drop in between our tracks. So I mean, the council, the police, the ambulance service, they will all use us if they have a campaign, and we have different campaigns happening throughout the year. And it's great. People are able to get information about, oh, there's some free training happening in a local center while they're listening to that wonderful track, really.
Yeah.
But we've seen a huge change of in the music. What they've done now is they brought the old tracks from the, say, 60s and 70s, and they re-sung them, remixed them with the English music, and they sound great, you know, because a lot of, I'd say, majority of Asians now are more British than Asian. And they love, you know, I mean, they love Capital and Radio Air and Pulse FM and whichever radio is happening at the moment. And there's a crossover. Plus, Capital and all them, they play a lot of American music anyway. So what they're doing now is mixing an Asian artist with the American and a British artist and bring them all together, having a couple of lines together, and then flipping over and putting some Western music as well as the Eastern Dolls and Dubla in the background. And you're getting a whole new sound. We're getting a lot of non-Asians joining us because they don't get this from the mainstream radio. So they'll tune in, and they're very good now because they understand, oh, 6 to 8 I can get, or 4 to 6 I can get some music that I'll be able to understand 50% or 70% or whatever, and it's a crossover, really, you know. So, and we've had requests for Asian music by English listeners, and that's great because it's like, wow, please, well, you're welcome, come and join us.